This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm Montana State Senator J.P. Pomnikowski, Senate District 33 in Bozeman. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. As of Thursday, March 31st, 2022, Montana reports 272,555 confirmed COVID-19 cases, with 12 new cases of coronavirus infection reported since yesterday. 4 new cases in Gallatin County, that's Bozeman, Montana State University, Big Sky. 2 new cases in Cascade County, Great Falls. 2 new cases in Flathead County, Kalispell, Whitefish, and more new cases in 4 more Montana counties. The number of active coronavirus cases in Montana is 353. Currently, 25 people are being treated in Montana hospitals for COVID-19. 3,247 people have died in Montana of COVID-19. Nationwide, more than 978,000 Americans have died. There have been 80 million cases of coronavirus in the U.S. and counting. The Hubble Space Telescope has glimpsed the most distant single star it has ever observed, glimmering 28 billion light years away. And the star could be between 50 to 500 times more massive than our sun and millions of times brighter. It's the farthest detection of a star yet from 900 million years after the Big Bang. Astronomers have nicknamed the star Irindel, derived from an Old English word that means morning star or rising light. This observation breaks the record set by Hubble in 2018 when it observed a star that existed when the universe was around 4 billion years old. The stars we see in the night sky all exist in our own Milky Way galaxy. Incredibly powerful telescopes can see only individual stars within the closest galaxies. Irindel is so distant that the starlight has taken 12.9 billion years to reach us. This observation of Irindel could help astronomers investigate the early years of the universe. Victoria Strait, a postdoctoral researcher at the Cosmic Dawn Center in Copenhagen, said, "As we peer into the cosmos, we also look back in time, so these extreme high-resolution observations allow us to understand the building blocks of some of the very first galaxies." New Zealand mud snails were discovered earlier this month at Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Parks Blue Water State Fish Hatchery south of Laurel. To eliminate the threat of further spread, nearly all of the rainbow trout and largemouth bass at the facility will be killed. New Zealand mud snails are an aquatic invasive species found in a variety of water bodies across Montana. The snails have the ability to expand in population and in distribution very rapidly, potentially changing the ecology of water bodies where they live. Once established in water bodies, they are hard, if not impossible, to eradicate. Mud snails were discovered at FWP's Blue Water Hatchery in 2020. The hatchery was quarantined then and decontaminated. The source of the new infestations is unknown, although FWP staff believe that cracks in older concrete tanks might have allowed some mud snails from the previous infestation to survive decontamination. After another full decontamination in the facility's oldest concrete settling basins where this infestation was discovered, the basins will no longer be used. Some rainbow trout at the facility will be stocked as planned. These fish are in an interior part of the hatchery that is not connected with the area where the mud snails were found. The loss of investment in the hatchery stock, the value of the fish, and the cost of decontamination is estimated at $225,000. The effect on FWP's stocking program will be mitigated as much as possible by stock from other hatcheries. Hyalite Canyon Road will close to vehicles on Friday amid the annual spring thaw. The road will open back up to vehicle travel May 16th. As snow melts out along the road each spring, the subgrade becomes saturated and cannot support high levels of motorized use. To reduce surface cracking and potholes, officials close Hyalite Canyon Road temporarily as melting occurs. Lots of bicyclists and other non-motorized users take to the route during the short spring season. While the closure is in effect, officials will suspend log hauling that's part of the Bozeman Municipal Watershed Logging Project. The 4,700-acre timber project spans between Hyalite and Bozeman Creeks, and it's aimed at protecting the city's water supply in the event of a large wildfire. Log hauling will resume once the roadbed is stable around June 1st. This is Montana State Senator J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.